I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is John Batchelor. Colleague Jonathan Schanzer, just back from the Middle East, from Israel, the UAE, looking at the political and national security situation because they're all tied up together. However, Syria, the unoccupied, ungoverned space of Syria, a failed state, it is appearing from news reports that the Turkish Air Force is moving into bases, former Syrian Air Force bases in central Syria. The risk is enormous of conflict in all directions. Jonathan outlines the beginning, but this is a major concern in Jerusalem. A member of NATO that hosts, the last time I was told, nuclear weapons, and also under the spell of a man, Erdogan, who is a neo-Ottomanist, who sponsored al-Shara, the man who's camped at Damascus, claiming to be president of Syria. Here's Jonathan Schanzer to explicate at first the peril. Much more of this later.
This is everyone's understanding right now, John, that the Turks have been planning to populate these bases, whether by drone or even their own manned aircraft. The concern increasingly in Israel is that they will begin to fly sorties in the Kurdish areas in the north of the country, but then begin to establish a permanent and protected air presence. Strategic air defenses could now find their way back into Syria after Israel destroyed those that belong to the Assad regime. This is the major concern that the Israelis have.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.